Max, thank you so much for doing this. I trust that you're hanging in, and I can tell by the amount of good you're doing here locally that you and your band are still obviously very much involved in what's going on here. Look, I know that I'm we had Doug Ford on the other day, and he was talking about cabin fever. I'm not used to touring. I'm not used to having thousands of people cheer for me. I'm used to three or four people insulting me when I'm at home, but I'm not used to thousands of people cheering for me. What do you do to prevent cabin fever? Because you're always doing something.
Yeah, I think one of the sneaky parts about being in a band is you have to be a little entrepreneurial, and you have to wake up in the morning, give yourself a bit of a to-do list, because at the end, you don't really have a boss telling you what to do, and you're not necessarily pontificating on the news like a broadcaster would. So there is a bit of like self-starterness that is just naturally part of the job. So, for us, it's like we were lucky to a degree that we weren't in the middle of a tour when the quarantine started. And so we didn't have to be pulled off the road or anything. Right now, there's only a handful of shows that are being postponed for the Arkells. I did think about how can I keep myself busy? And, we're able to actually work on a lot of new music from our bedrooms and send ideas around to the other guys in the band. And there's also other ideas that we've been kicking around for a while that we just hadn't had a chance to get to. So, for instance, a lot of people have been asking, over the years, how to play Arkell songs. And we've seen cover bands play them and the guy at the pub who's singing covers play them. So we thought, this might be an interesting opportunity to show people the campfire chords for our Kel song. So we've been doing this daily Instagram music lesson at 1 p.m. every day, which has actually been my favorite part of the day, because it's a real opportunity for me to connect with people all over the world. And it starts with a very basic music lesson, but then I start beaming people into the chat like it's chat roulette, and I never know exactly who I'm going to get for the most part. And I just get to have conversations with strangers, which is a big part of my normal life. When you're on tour, you're meeting all sorts of people. And so I've had a chance to kind of hold on to that a little bit from my kitchen.
I've seen some of those, Max. And you started right at the beginning of this too, right? So you've been going for a while, but they're a blast. Like, you literally, people from around the world, dropping in on you. It's been virtually dropping in on you. I'm trying to think of where you haven't had somebody an Arkells fan from, but it's been kind of the whole planet, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, we had a gal in Italy who's quarantined, and I gave her a homework assignment to learn 1111 in Italian, and a kid in Hamburg, Germany, and I gave him an assignment, Leather Jacket, in German. So it's been fun. It's been cool to just meet Arkells fans, and for me, it's I meet fans after the show, and the one thing I've gotten kind of good at is, if you're meeting a nervous fan, it's sort of up to me to make the conversation move forward. So usually, if you just start with something as simple as where are you from and what do you do, that can go off in a bunch of really interesting directions. So I've been kind of equipped with that skill set for a number of years just from touring. And then the other part of it is just being able to call people on the Rolodex, just either musician friends or athletes or broadcasters. We had Ron McLean on the other day, and Matt Devlin. I think for a lot of sports fans, it was really comforting to hear their voices, because with no games on television, you're not getting a chance to hear. Ron actually joined Instagram just for the chat, and now he's all over it. So he's getting with the technology and getting it. We had hung out with Matt Devlin at the Nick Nurse Gala Foundation dinner the night the NBA was postponed. So we were walking on stage with Nick Nurse, and we were going to play some Motown songs. He was sitting in on a couple songs, and Matt was the MC for the night. And about 10 minutes before that happened, Twitter was ringing out with the news that the NBA was postponed. So it was a very memorable, strange night. So anyway, we had Devlin on to talk about that and other things in his career. So yeah, I've always loved broadcasters and journalists and reporters like yourselves, and so I get to pretend to be one for an hour as well.
One of the things that I find really, really fascinating about the work that you and other musicians are doing is, look, even the most extroverted person, I would think at some point views their home as kind of their sanctuary. That's where you can kick back, you can be Max, right? You can kick back, you can do what you want, dress what you want. If you don't want to dress, you don't have to dress. Is there kind of, do you have to guard against giving away a little too much intimacy in these things? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's your home, and you are letting people into your home. Even if it's just the kitchen, you're letting people into your home. At any point, do you have that kind of feeling in the back that I'm losing a little bit of what makes this my sanctuary?
Yeah, I think depending on who you are, you know, you're adjusting to this, you know, a little bit differently. So I think for us, like, I think part of the appeal of the band is knowing us on a personal level. And I'd say that's true for a lot of artists. And so pulling back the curtain and having someone, you know, see the room where I keep my guitar and piano and, you know, some posters on the wall or whatever, that's not a huge stretch for me. Yeah, I can imagine, though, you know, for some musicians, especially of a slightly older generation, that's a little harder to do. But I think because we've been pretty involved, you know, with social media and kind of having a direct connection to fans, it's been easier. But I definitely do feel for, like, that generation of musicians that are like, this is not exactly what I signed up for. Do you know what I mean? And I totally get it, because, mm-hmm. you know, they would have came of age in a different time. So for us, you know, we're able to kind of, you know, keep it from like 1 to 2 p.m. in a room. And, you know, I'm able to kind of control the conversation in a way that feels good to me.
Max, I'd be curious some insight from your world and your perspective. Can you, could you write a song just going back and forth with your bandmates on Zoom? Meaning, is it possible for the collaborative process to exist in music, or maybe I'll be specific, with your music, without you guys being together literally in the same room?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, because, you know, when you start the band, or at least when we started the band, you know, it came from this idea of like five guys jamming in the room together and interacting that way and playing off of each other. But the more we've gone along, the more we've kind of realized that it's like sometimes it's actually not conducive to have four guys breathing down your neck as you're trying to sort out your part. You know what I mean? Like there is a natural chemistry to people playing with each other, which can help sometimes. But often, I think there's something to be said for just having time to sit with the material. So, you know, for instance, like Tony will sometimes like send over just like a kind of a piece of music with some basic chords and a bit of a rhythm to it. And I can start to write over top of that. And Mike has done the same thing. And we actually started to do that more and more over the last couple of years. So we're actually in a pretty good place where I think the guys almost enjoy getting to be solitary as they get to be creative. And then we send the ideas around and we go, oh, I like that part. Oh, that part doesn't quite work for me as much. And yeah, like Tim, you know, just an hour ago sent me a drum beat for a thing that we're working on. So I don't know if that's just me looking at the glass half full and trying to be rosy about it. But I do know that in the last couple of years, we've actually been able to produce a lot of good material just from the guys being able to kind of work at the pace that is most comfortable. Because that's the other thing, is there's five of us in the band, all of our brains work quite differently. You know, some people like to work really quickly and kind of instinctively, and some people really like to labor over what they think is the best part, and all those sensibilities come together to make our Kells. But this allows us to kind of do that. So yeah, for us, it's not exactly a Zoom hang where we're all kind of like on split screens, and because that wouldn't work. I think the technology isn't quite there to be in real time. But I do think that, you know, we're still able to send each other like song motifs and get going from there.
Now, I don't want you to give the magic away here, Max, but so the virtual R. Kells on Sunday, when you, like, I saw the virtual Stones the other day, one of these things, they lost Charlie Watts somehow, right? They somehow had a drum, but there was no drummer. I don't know how you do that, but. So how are you going to configure the virtual R. Kells on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, we got the call and we were really excited to be involved. Obviously, it's like a really stacked lineup and it's really, really good company. And yeah, the first thing we were thinking about is like, what's the song we feel like most appropriate? And it's been really interesting. Like one of my favorite things I think about being in the band is, you know, you put a song into the world and then you see where it shows up in people's lives. And for the last, I'd say like week or two, we've been seeing people who are graduating from a college quote Years in the Making, because it's like, I got the scars to show, it didn't come for free, it's been years in the making. We started just to think about all these college kids that aren't getting a chance to celebrate their final exams with their friends and with their family. And, you know, that's like a huge rite of passage. And I remember just like the feeling of relief when I was like done my fourth year of university or when I was finishing up high school. So we thought that that was, you know, the move, and playing that song felt right. And we put out an acoustic version of that song, actually, that we recorded at home. Like, so the full band version came out, you know, maybe a month and a half ago. And then we got quarantined and we started to work on this acoustic version from home, and we just put it out a few weeks ago. So that's the song we're doing. And I don't want to give too much away, but there's a bit of a surprise and delight element that's definitely a nod to all of the grads of 2020.
Now, you know, Stephen and I spent yesterday talking a little bit about some of the planning he's had to do in light of this for his Writers Festival in Woody Point, and just, you know, the nuts and bolts, the logistics of can I get this guy here? Who's going to show up? How does the money going to work? What has to happen for you guys to start thinking about the next tour? Or I'm sorry, not you guys, but you know, your management team in that.
Mm-hmm.
Max, walk us through that. I know we've never been down this road. It's going to be a different process. But sort of what in your mind's eye is step one, step two, step three to the Arkells being back on the road?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you know, right now we're seeing what happens when you have like a strong government leadership and what happens when you don't, right? And I think,
yes,
I'm comforted in knowing that like we have really smart public health officials and a lot of people that really care about working as a team, you know, to put out the word, to let us know what to do next. And, you know, I know a lot of people are saying that, like, you know, large form entertainment is going to be probably one of the last things to come back. And that totally makes sense. And, you know, it's like, there's no pity party with us. It's like, you know, we totally understand that everybody is in the same boat. Nobody's life is normal right now. And if anything, we just feel that much more grateful for having the job that we do and knowing that it all rests on the system working, right? Because if the system falls apart, then there's no real like live entertainment to be had. And we're seeing that right now, like when it comes to something like a virus. So yeah, we're waiting. We're waiting on the word from the government, and we trust them because they know better than us. And as soon as they give us a timeline, then we can get right back to work and we can spring into action. But we don't really have any hard answers. We don't know any more than anybody else does. But we are very aware that you know, music is a thing that brings comfort to people's lives. You know, these communal events, these congregations of seeing your favorite band is really important to the human spirit, and we want to be there for people. And right now we try to be there for people online and to show some comfort and feel connected. And then as soon as we're allowed to do it in a public place, we want to be the ones leading the charge.
Yeah, it can't happen too soon. Hey, just before we let you go here,
go ahead, Stephen. Yep.
How are you getting your basketball fix? You know, did you rewatch the Raptors playoff run? Because I know what's near and dear to your heart, man.
It's been tough, honestly. I've been texting Nick a lot. We were talking a lot about music and Raptor stuff, but Nick Nurse, I got to say, he's been playing the piano every day, so you don't have to worry about that guy. He keeps himself busy. Yeah, I did not watch the Raptors playoff run. I don't know. I felt like almost like too emotional for me or something. Like I wouldn't have been able to deal with it. But I did watch the first two episodes of the Jordan doc, and that is something I really loved. Yeah. And I'm very excited for Sunday night. But yeah, hasn't been too much in the sports world right now. It's a weird, you know, all my normal go-to escapism fixes aren't quite there for me in the same way, but that's okay.
Hey Max, listen, we really appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. Stay safe and keep on keeping on, man. Good stuff.
Yeah,
as
thanks
always
for keeping everyone company. We appreciate you.